transgender issues go well beyond the bathroom debate. Transgender people also have a hard time finding health care that works for them. Some providers may feel uncomfortable treating trans patients, but there's a new toolkit to help them and their patients. KUOW healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna has the story.
For decades, Dakota Keough felt as though she was living a double life.
It started, you know, at that age where the boys and the girls go their separate ways, like 4 or 5, whatever that is. And I just felt like I'd gotten caught in the wrong tide, and I wanted to be over there.
Over there with the girls. But she felt like she didn't have any choice and kept those feelings to herself.
That was the early 60s, and I was in an Irish Catholic family with a former boxer for a dad. That just wasn't going to fly.
Over the years, she got married and started a family. Last year, at age 58, she came out as trans to her family and circle of friends. Earlier this year, she decided to start hormone therapy. At that time, she was seeing a couple of specialists for an unrelated health issue.
And at the point that the estrogen showed up on my medical record, they asked, "What's that about?" Well, you're a doctor. Do you really have to ask me? And at that point, both of them got sort of very stiff, and their speaking became much more clipped and direct.
You picked up a different vibe.
Totally different vibe, yeah. A very uncomfortable vibe, and it's like, okay, whatever.
After the questions came up about the hormones, the specialists told Keough they didn't need to see her for a while. She doubted whether it was a coincidence. For many transgender patients like Keough, interactions like this have been all too common. A 2014 report by the National Transgender Discrimination Survey shows that negative experiences can have profound health impacts on trans patients. Many postpone seeking medical care because they fear discrimination.
When I speak to providers, they want to be able to provide good care. They just don't know how, and they don't necessarily always know where to look. And there is a reflex response of referring that patient to someone who specializes.
Claire Shirley is a nurse midwife. She wanted to do something to help trans healthcare. Her partner identifies as trans. She has seen and heard about the challenges in accessing care. As part of her doctoral project, Shirley created a toolkit so that providers don't have to send patients to a specialist. All they have to do is go online and get the information they need, including articles, resources, and even training modules.
We wanted to make it accessible to people who had never encountered a trans patient before. The doctor in rural Wyoming who has a patient walk into their office saying, "This is who I am. I need healthcare," and that doctor being able to say, "Oh, I need to learn about this so that I can provide the best health care," and there being a place for them to find that.
Take wellness exams. On the one hand, these office visits focus on the whole person, their medical history, their lifestyles, relationships. But there are things that are specific to trans patients, says Shirley, like gender dysphoria, feeling distress with the gender they're born with.
For a lot of the trans men that I know, whenever they have their monthly cycles, that can cause some gender dysphoria. When they have to go in for their pap smears, that can cause some gender dysphoria. So things that sort of remind a person that their body is not quite what they want it to be.
Shirley says that knowledge can help providers find ways to help the patient feel comfortable in their bodies. This summer, Cedar River Clinics launched the toolkit online and will keep it updated. Since coming out, Dakota Keough's experience in society has been uneven, but her family has been supportive in her transition.
Should we just go ahead and get started?
Keough sits still in the dining room at her ex-wife Sarah's house. Her daughter Adrienne dabs on some foundation on her face and tries to blend it, but the sweat gets in the way.
I'm going to ask that you try not to sweat.
I will have an inner conversation with my pores.
Okay, thanks.
Dakota's other daughter, Amanda, looks on.
You didn't quite blend in on the temple there. Okay. This is why I'm supervising.
Yeah. Amanda and Adrienne are helping Dakota get ready for a photo. It's a family effort.
So do you remember when Dakota asked you to do her makeup?
Yeah, it was like last week. I'm really happy to help and try to be supportive. So
Kia hopes the toolkit will help create a safe environment for trans patients to open up about their needs and provide the healthcare community knowledge.
Part of that I put on the trans community because there has been a prevailing attitude of accept me, respect me, and don't ask me questions. And that creates a bubble of ignorance. And when there's a bubble of ignorance, people tend to fill it in badly. So we need toolkits like this to undo that.
Kiyo says eventually folks will learn that we're just people. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.